It was just about a month ago I took you with me on Bravo Brazos Valley for my trip around and about the highways and the byways in search of historical markers. It was fun. When last we left you, we were in Caldwell. Now we're in downtown Caldwell, right in front of the courthouse.
Now I'm standing in front of the Burleson County Courthouse, right in the middle of Caldwell on the town square, looking at the Burleson County in World War II historical marker. Here's what it says. During World War II, out of a population of 18,000, close to 1,300 men and women from Burleson County joined the military, with 450 who attended Caldwell High School, drafted or voluntarily enlisted. Many had never been outside the county before their service, but they deployed around the world in defense of freedom. Area residents sacrificed for the war effort abroad and at home from the onset of American combat at Pearl Harbor. Seaman Second Class Thomas J. Gary of Somerville died aboard the USS California while giving his life to save his crewmen from burning. The Navy posthumously awarded Gary the Navy Cross and named two ships in his honor, Local National Guard Unit Company E, 143rd Infantry, 36th Division, sustained heavy losses at Salerno, Italy, while dozens of men were killed, wounded, or captured. Other prisoners of war included 1st Lieutenant Hubert Womble, shot down over Romania during the Plesti oil field raids, and United States Marine Corps Major Paul Brown, who survived the Bataan Death March in the Philippines but died in a Japanese prison camp. The county citizens, soldiers, stormed Normandy beaches on D-Day and fought in European and Pacific theaters. Many women joined the Army and Navy Nurse Corps, and scores more worked in defense plants. Recycling drives around the county maximized the home front war support effort. Some families received citations as agriculture victory leaders for continuing farming operations during the war. Even while short-handed, at least five county families had five children at once serving in the military. Dozens of Burleson County men were killed during World War II on battlefields, overseas, and in training accidents on American soil. Through countless heroic and unselfish acts, citizens demonstrated a commitment to restoring liberty to the world. This marker was set in front of the Burleson County Courthouse in 2008.
Yep, there are hundreds and hundreds of historical markers all around the Brazos Valley, and what a way to say bravo. I enjoy not just passing by them, but getting out and reading them. Hope you enjoy it too, about once a month. I'm Tom Turbeville. That's Bravo Brazos Valley. Next month, we'll go to Somerville. It's for Coldwell Banker. Agtown Realtors voted the best in the Brazos Valley in 2015.